Well, everyone said Mitchell Pearce out for 16 weeks or whatever length of time it happens to be, and that's it for the Newcastle Knights. But somebody forgot to tell Newcastle. They go there on Friday night at Brookvale and they have a famous victory. It was a late try to Nathan Ross, set up by Kalen Ponga. And I reckon we've got ourselves a very happy coach on the line. Nathan Brown, he joins us now. G'day, Nathan.
Jimmy, how are you, pal?
Very well. By the way, you're becoming our rugby league correspondent here from Newcastle on a Sunday morning, and we love it.
Not a problem, mate. It's always a good morning when you play Friday and win Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
If it's happening, you can keep calling, mate. Right?
Hey, we'll take you up on that. You know what we're like. What about that? How much during the week did you talk about, or was there any talk about the fact that, okay, Mitchell's not playing and people need to stand up?
Oh, we didn't overdo it, Jimmy. Just when we sort of knew the news and we had our first sort of team meeting, we sort of just spoke about, obviously, we've got to back Cogs. The group has to put a lot of faith in Cogs, and Cogs needs to be quite dominant. But it'd be nice if everyone sort of raised their water levels a fraction to help, because, you know, only one person's not going to replace Pearce. He's obviously got his experience and he's obviously achieved quite a lot. And Cogs is a younger guy, so we just wanted to ease the pressure a bit on Cogs if we could. But we also wanted to make it be known that, you know, at the end of the day, Cogs is the halfback and he needs to be treated as Mitchell's treated.
And he played well, Nathan, didn't he? But I thought Kalen Ponga, I know you've been singing his praises all season, and you made a really, I thought, interesting quote after the game. You said Kalen Ponga's a really good footballer. He's an even better person. And I think he really stood up for the Knights on Friday night. Anyone who doubted this kid is not a potential superstar, they got a glimpse of it in that game against the Seagulls, Nathan.
Yeah, look, probably the... Yeah, obviously, I'm pretty confident. You know, a lot of people obviously knew of Kalen's talent that have seen him play, and probably none more than the people at North Queensland that had had him for a few years. But I suppose the probably surprising thing for people is his ability to be able to do it consistently at first grade level for a young age. But probably the most surprising thing is how calm he is under pressure. Like, when the pressure's on, he wants the ball, you know. And I think he sort of proved that the other night when a lot of people probably expected maybe a field goal. Kalen thought he'd back his talents to come up with something a little better if the opportunity was there. And that, you know, his calmness under pressure for a young age is probably a real standout, I'd say.
And how cheap did you get him for? I mean, everyone said you paying him $600,000 allegedly was too much. But now I'm saying is you got one of the form fullbacks of the competition, and you only got him on the cap at that. It's a big bonus. Origin, would that be too early for him this year?
Oh, look, I sort of. Yeah, the one thing I reckon Queensland's done really well over the past sort of 10 years in particular is, you know, with Mal there and then Kevy, is, you know, they seem to have a knack for when to bring players in. And, you know, only 18 months ago they decided to bring Munster in when he, you know, played his, I don't know, 40-odd first-grade games. And now he's getting man of the match and playing for Australia, and he's staying there. And they've had a real knack for when to bring people in. And when they bring him in, they tend to play well and stay there for the long term. So, you know, I got a funny feeling that whenever Kevy picks him and whoever Kevy's, you know, closest confidants are, which I'm sure he probably talks to Mal on that, you know, I'm sure when they make, say, the time's right, that he'll go there and play well. And whether they think that's this year or next year, you know, at the end of the day, there's a sort of handy sort of player called Billy Slater that I think's running around still. And he's not a bad young player, old Billy. So, you know, I think as long as Billy's there, I suppose Kalen will be waiting in the wings. But look, I think if he was to be selected, look, he seems to handle everything in his stride. But, you know, Queensland seem to have to make a good fist of it when they get him. So once he's in there, I'm sure he'll do well and he'll stay there.
It's clear to me that he has a dominant side. He loves going down the left-hand side. So, one, what work do you do about the other side of the field? And two, did you ever consider putting him in as a left half and making use of his talents from that point of view?
Oh, look, you know, I'm pretty confident wherever he played quite well. He made his debut on the wing in a semi-final. He wanted to play him centre or 5'8". At the end of the day, the 5'8s and fullbacks can be quite similar roles.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Cameron Munster, who first started his career and played in a grand final at fullback, then won a grand final at 5'8". So, you know, they can be quite similar. But, look, the left side of the field, when we first started the year, obviously there was a lot of hype around Kalen and a fair bit of, added pressure. But we saw maybe more keeping him to a side just without putting too much pressure on him. But as this year's gone on, he's starting to move now to the other side of the field a bit more, and we're freeing up a little bit. So as time goes on, we'll see him move the other side of the field and develop some combinations there as well.
Mm.
Hey, Nathan, in 2017, the Knights won 5 games in 24 rounds. We're 8 rounds into the 2018 season. The Knights are sitting 5-3, deservedly so. They're top 6. Is this above your expectations or about where you thought this team could be one third into the season, Nathan?
Honestly, Ray, I wasn't really sure. I just knew that, you know, I knew after our first year that we'd be a lot better the second year, and I was confident that this year, you know, if we had a little bit of luck with the players we brought in, we'd be a lot better again. But I thought, you know, before the comp started, I thought it was going to be a very different sort of competition early on because, you know, sides like ourselves who were down the bottom, you know, the Warriors, the West Tigers, with the new sort of CBA coming out, the new salary cap, there was, for the first time probably in the history of the game, or to my knowledge, the market was flooded with so many good players.
Yeah.
So, now, when you're down the bottom of the table, history sort of tells you, unless you're the Broncos or Canterbury, one of the really rich, powerful clubs, you tend to recruit from bottom clubs, you know. So, you know, if you look at the players we've got playing with us and where the Warriors recruited from and the West Tigers, you know, we're lucky to buy players who are still in the primes of their career or coming into the primes of their career that were playing at strong clubs. So I didn't know where the comp was going to be. I just knew that it was going to be quite a bit different to what it's been in the previous years because of how much the teams at the bottom have strengthened. And now we look at the table how it is today, and there's some real, some sides that are down low at the moment who none of us would have expected to be there, but I wouldn't give up sight on them because so many sides are winning games, I suppose. I think this year, you know, less points, you know, they might find a better team on less points making the 8, you know. Did I expect us to be where we were? I didn't really know. I just knew we'd be better, Ray. And the other thing is, you know, we've played 6 of our first 8 games away from home. So, you know, we feel like we've achieved quite a lot to do that, you know, because we are a team that historically, you know, home's been where our best games have been played. So that's been pleasing as well.
Absolutely.
The final tackle of the game, Jamie Bureau, Daly Cherry Evans, he's been cleared by the match committee. It just didn't look good. What did Jamie Bureau say after? Because it's clear that he grabbed at his eyes after the incident.
All Jamie said to me was when it was highlighted was, he's one of my best mates and I don't want nothing to happen. So there was nothing in it. That was to quote Jamie. So that's as far as I can comment. He's one of our captains and he said he doesn't. He wants nothing of it and thought nothing of it. So that's how we got to go there, Jimmy, I reckon.
Interesting.
Fair enough, yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, one final one, Nathan. Obviously, the Knights are going extremely well. Your soccer team, the Jets, are into the grand final next week. There must be a buzz around Newcastle at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's great, mate. I went for a quick coffee with my wife and my young fella yesterday morning on the way into work, and there was a group of old fellas lobbed in with one had a Jets hat on, the other one sang out the Knights, and they're all singing out Jets and Knights. So, look, Newcastle's a very, very, unless you've been involved in one of the sporting teams here, you know, the way the community and the teams go together is very different to most other places. So, you know, the Jets being in is, you know, it's great for the Knights as well. And hopefully, you know, our season keeps ticking along all right because I think that's good for the Jets as well. And I think, you know, us both doing well is great for the community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You might have nearly had time to sneak over for a bet yesterday. Did you get to the Hawkesbury standalone?
When I went to England, Jimmy, I sort of retired from betting. So I rarely do it these days, mate. It's only a once every blue moon.
Oh, right.
I don't even follow on much these days unless I've got a social event on with some mates or I have a day at the races. So I've got 4 racehorses in 3 daughters and a young bloke, so they take all the extra money.
They're more than $100 a week, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, their training fees are quite high, mate. Especially the females.
Mate, there was an article in the paper yesterday that said, do you want to be wealthy in your old age? Don't have kids. Basically, I looked at Tracy and I thought, yeah, never a truer word written.
Oh, come on.
Another bloke said to me, too, Jimmy, if you're ever really dirty on a bloke, buy him a racehorse and give him a racehorse. So.
Well, I've just bought one, so thanks very much.
It actually goes all right, Nathan.
Thanks
too,
for that. So. Good on you, Nathan. Congratulations on not only on the Friday night performance, but the way that the Knights are travelling as well. And as always, great with your time with us on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys.